Very exciting to have Silas speaking here to us this morning. Just looking around the room and wondering if everyone knows Silas. So Silas, if you don't, Silas Nanny started Hope, started this church when it was closed as a chapel after 200 years. So started this church back in 2000. And one of those original dreams was to be a prayer centre for the city. And Silas and Annie are working on developing that prayer covering for the city, and he's going to speak to us about it now. Silas, over to you.
Let's pray.
So Lord, thank you for this wonderful man, and we pray this morning that you speak to him through us, and we pray you lead us and show us and inspire us in how we can be part of praying for the city. Amen.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you. Who said that? To see you, nice. Yeah, lovely. Just whilst I'm doing, I'm going to say a few hellos and things. Whilst I'm doing that, I always like giving paper out. I know we're not meant to. But I was born in the 60s. Could you, this is for you guys to scribble notes on and stuff like that, because I think it's important. So I'm giving you some homework, some pens. Okay, so just a little bit. You probably haven't seen Annie or particularly me around for a bit. I just wanted to say why. In case some of you thought where have we disappeared to, it's because basically from October the 22nd this year, Annie and I are primary kind of family carers for my mum and dad, and so we have a carer, full time carer, but also we are there on the site because obviously a full time person also has to have time off, and so Annie and I. We alternate. So I'm only ever likely to come here twice a month, just so that you know. But actually, I'm more likely to possibly only come here once a month because I take on the fourth Sunday of each month, I take chapel services at the prison, and then I go from the prison up to Lockleys to a church up there. And so... If some of you are saying, as some of you said hello and said long time no see, I know that's the reality, long time no see. But this is my home, it's my spiritual home, and wasn't expecting that. It's amazing. What worship? Where's Merlin and Ben? Merlin and Sam. And Becky, that's the worship I've always dreamed we should have. Amazing. And Johnny was also leading worship. Because men, we're designed to be part of the worshiping army. Men, we are. When someone leads like you led, then someone else can sing like that. Amazing. Amazing. So, what I wanted to do today, hopefully there's some Bibles on your tables. I want to do a little thing. Well, we have till 12. Do we have till 12? Lovely. That's cool. Back in July the 7th, we spoke here, Annie and I, and we introduced this idea of this thing, One Church, One Day, and 42 of you came forward, and I took a photograph of you. And you came forward because you were responding to the idea. And you were making a step forward and say, yes, we want to be part of an army of people who pray over the city. And one church one day, fundamentally, the idea of that, of this fundamentally, is that if we can get enough churches together over the city, we could cover the whole of the city of Bristol in 24/7, 365 prayer and worship. One church one day is the challenge that could we as a church, or could we, Hope Congregation plus maybe another church, or maybe another two churches, take responsibility for one 24-hour slot a month? Okay? That's what one church one day is about. And 42 of you, as I said, step forward. I have the photograph. If you want to delete your face from it, fine. But I'm passing it on because Annie and I now have a role that's beyond hope. I'm passing it on to the people here. Because I won't be able to run the 24 hours here. That's your job. But I will attend it, of course, because this is my base. So, there's going to be two bases. One is here, because this was the place in 1999. 15th, 16th of July, where God said, this place, thank you very much. So this is the home base in Bristol. And then our postcode, interestingly, is BS246TR, which is Bristol 246, because we can't organize prayer rotas for churches on a Sunday because they're going to be in church. So 6 days a week, TR transformation. God designs the very place where you live and gives you the postcode. Yeah? BS, this is our postcode. BS246TR. Wow. He knows the details. So, here's the update. I've visited 26 church leaders since May. It's included May. Here's a map of Bristol. Blue dots are the church leaders I've met. There are 12 zones. The only zone where I haven't met anyone yet is in zone 3. Don't know what they're doing. If you would like to have a photocopy of this, sorry, write down in your piece of paper now. Okay, here we are. Yeah, here we go. Okay, thank you very much. So, Hope, you're in zone 6. There are currently 7 churches interested. Oh, by my maths, that could be 2 days sorted out if 3 churches got together to take responsibility for 8 hours a day. Not too difficult. Okay. Now, if you live out there, you're included, because in a prophecy in 2004 on the 29th of November, a man called Richard Fothergill, who now heads up the filling stations, talked about a word over Bristol. Well, thank you. Thanks, Helen. He talked about this. And we have a drape that normally hangs here, or hangs sometimes, and it's got people clapping. And it's got a boat coming into Bristol. And that was painted as a result of a prophetic word by a guy called Richard Fothergill, who I've just mentioned, in 2004. And what it said is Jesus was coming into the city, and he's coming up on the suspension bridge, and there's going to be a day when he's 200 foot tall in the city centre, and he will be seen as far as Thornbury in the north and Radstock in the south. Remember that. That was 2004. You take notice of people, prophetic people, when on a long period of time
they hit the spot prophetically. Richard Fothergill is one of those guys. So I take notice of it particularly. Now, so if you would like a copy of that, this is me. I've gathered this technology. I took a photograph of that. So write on your piece of paper, text Silas. No, come on. 07970 246 771. Now this is my chance, Michael, to be techie. Text me 07970 246 771. I will see your message to me. Say, please send me the map. Just say, map, please, Silas. And I will send you the photograph of that I took yesterday. And then you can blow it up by going like that, and you can see where all these churches are. I was really pleased about that. So, question is, are we ready to launch in January 2019? I don't know, are you? Probably not. There's no rush. So, here we go. I'm going to tell you a little bit of history.
No.
We're going to... Yeah, I am. I'm going to tell you some history. Because what I want to do is I want to encourage you, and I was really encouraged when Chris said, when we were praying before the service, I thought I must be on it because Chris has already had this. He talked about when we're praying, we get into a little circle and we ask God about the service. And Chris talked about, I've forgotten, Chris, what was it? The greenhouse, that's it. And the greenhouse and it warming up. Yeah. And yesterday, last night, I was going, Annie, I really can't land what I'm meant to be talking about tomorrow. What is it? Can you pray? Because I've got loads of different versions and I just can't land it. And then she said, so we prayed and she said, I said, what did you get, babe? I call her babe. Please don't any of you call her babe. Because she's my babe. Yeah. I've got lost. Oh, yeah. And she was looking. We got a wood burner, and she was looking at the wood. And she saw this, the heat coming, and she says, you can put things catch if there's already some heat in there. You know, even embers, even dying things can be caught if it's been prepared. And she said, there's something about it's being prepared. There's warmth. It's ready. It's ready. So I want to tell you why we're ready. 15th, 16th of July, 1999, God led a few of us to fast and pray. Boy, was it uncomfortable and cold. I'm not very good at this, but for 2 days we sought the Lord on a rooftop up there, and he showed us this building. The story, I printed 50 copies of it. The story is in here. Know the history of this place, because then you'll understand why we're going to do this. Here's a copy for you. It's the story of how it all began. Yeah? That same year, 1999, and he basically said, prayer center. We weren't looking for a church. It was an amazing community center here. And a lot of the community stuff that they did then, we still try to honour. I celebrate the panto every year. It's hilarious. And there's lots of things that was in the heart of the people here. But we, all the way through the years, I have tried to honour that. This is still a community centre. It is still used. Community. You just ask Chris and Alice and Hannah. It is. It's used for people. It's a different situation, but he said prayer. Now, in that year, 1999, you can go and check this out on the internet. Go and look up when 24/7 started with Pete Gregg, and you'll see it was 1999. Go and look up when IHOP started in America and with Mike Bickle, and you will see it was 1999. Go and look up when Roy Godwin Falda Brennan started, and you will see it was 1999. And this place was 1999. Why? Habakkuk 2:1-3. Turn to Habakkuk 2:1-3. It's somewhere in the Bible. Whoever finds it, shout out the page. Who's got Habakkuk 2:1-3? Okay, lovely. Page 768 if you're in that Bible. If you're in a different one, it'll be a different page. Here we are. This is it. This is it. Listen to this. I will climb up to my watchtower, in other words, your prayer room, and stand at my guard post. We're called to stand guard in our city. There I will wait to see what the Lord says. When you pray, don't charge in. Wait and listen. Don't charge in, because you'll charge in with your agenda. There I will wait to see what the Lord says and how he will answer my complaint. So you could actually charge in, put your complaint, but make sure you wait to see what he says. Then the Lord said to me, write my answer plainly on tablets, so that a runner can carry the correct message to others. This vision is for a future time. It describes the end and it'll be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. That's the secret of prayer in those three verses. We go up to the watchtower. We take our place. We listen. We write stuff down. And we pray until we see the kingdom come. It's been 20 years. We didn't have worship like that 20 years ago. It takes time. It takes time. But now what I'm going to do is to go rapidly from 2000 to 2018. And I'm going to give you some indications as to how it's been hotting up in our city. Hotting up, hotting up, hotting up. Here we go. 2002. We fundraised £161,000 in 30 days. That's not normal. 2003, that place opened. And Rob Scott Cook, prayer father in the city, said, start a prayer school. We have a prayer school here every Tuesday morning. I realized that about 2 years ago, that that's what we were doing. That was an answer to what Rob said. You don't realize at the time. You look back and you go, aha. 2004 is that word about from Thornbury in the north to Radstock in the south. Jesus will be elevated in our city 2,200 feet tall. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. He will. It's a fact, because heaven has spoken. And the Church of Bristol is coming together to see this happen. How? 2004, we get delivered here the teaching that we needed to have to take us into repentance. Repentance is not all about negative, negative, negative. Repentance is about coming in line with what God spoke about us, who our design is. That's why repentance is such fun. It's about becoming who we were meant to be in the first place. Whereas other people will say, "Oh, woe you, nat." You know, the guys on the street corners who you feel uncomfortable with, I don't think they're preaching a message of hope. I'm happy to say that. If you get the feel, if the feel you get off is just negativity, I think they're creating an atmosphere of negativity. That's not the kingdom of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I'm a child of God. There's so much grace. What we sang this morning, from my mother's womb, you have chosen me. From my mother's womb, you were chosen. And so who is the man or woman who you see in your place of work or on the street who feels, who you think is as far from the kingdom? They are that close to the kingdom. That close. Grace extends to everyone. Everyone. 2007, God rooted in a few families in this church this teaching, and many of you here today. He turned your families upside down with this teaching, which is why you should go to the Living Free course when it starts in January. If you haven't been, you need to go there, because it roots you in the freeing power of repentance and knowing who you are. It roots you in it. I promise you it does. But you have to work it out. You have to work it out. 6-week information doesn't do it. Work it out. But there are families in this church and we worked it out. A church in America spent $50,000 to come here 4 times in 2007 to root this into our life. That is a work of God, that some people 3,000 miles away will come 4 times for a long weekend to sow something here. That's a work of God. You see, he's warming us up. 2000, 2002, 3, 4, 7. 2010, there's a man over there called Roger. 2010, God gave him this vision for spheres. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go and ask him about the spheres of life. The gospel beginning to be moved and the kingdom of God coming in all the different spheres of life. 2010. Whoa. Gosh, am I okay? Yes, I'm fine. 2012, and it was prophesied in here by Bob Franklin. Who's Bob Franklin? Read this and then you'll see. It was prophesied that was going to be an event in Ashton Gate Stadium. And Sheena Tranter of this city made it happen. She hears God. She hears from heaven. Right, 2012. She does that, yeah? She calls 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people attend. A whole load of church leaders got up on stage and were asked to make some pledges and declarations about the city. Half of them hadn't a clue what they were doing. I'm sorry, but it's true. And I know that because they were handed the sheet of paper to give the declaration. Some of them had never read it before. They'd never read it before. They were handed this because it all happened so fast. Because when a prophet, starts getting something going, a lot of the other people don't get it. But that's why prophets, they're prophets, because they're seers. Then the rest of us catch up. But we declared some things over the city. We declared it as a city of hope in 2012. Marvin, who's part of this church, Marvin did not become mayor in 2012. Why? Because we weren't ready. But he did in 2016. Because the ground was hotting up, hotting up, hotting up, hotting up. In French, showing, show, you know, C-H-A-U-D-O, showing, oop. No, what's French for up? Well, no, there might be, we're multilingual here. What's French? Paul Hendry, what's hotting up in French?
Réchauffer.
Yeah, Oshofe, tell your mates. Your person said, Oshofe. Oshofe. We're hotting up. 2015. Alice started working. It might have been earlier than this. When did you start working on Biblios? Okay, tell me when. Properly, 2015. That hasn't yet been released across the nation. But God has been working in Alice, doing this Biblios thing. And you say, what's Biblios? Go and talk to her. That is going to have a massive impact in our land. But at the moment, it's just hotting up. It's part of the hotting up. People are going to rediscover God through Biblios, but it's still hidden. Susie, you see, when you start doing Kingdom of God stuff, people in the midst, in the thing, they start doing kingdom things. And it gets raised to profile where national people start doing it. We've heard from Susie, this is what she's doing. It's the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom. For those of you watching in black and white, it's the red ball behind the pink. Why do you say that? I don't know. It just came into my head. The housing festival in this city. You see, what happens when you get a mayor in position, then suddenly things are enabled. The kingdom of God needs an authority figure representing God to enable, to give permission for things to happen, so you have the housing festival. The church beginning to shape the city. The housing festival, Jez Sweetland. The night shelters. The church opening their floors. We should have been doing it all along. Acts 2, they were doing it. We should have been doing this all along. And we think we're being radical. Isaiah 58, 6 and 7. This is what we should be doing. And you sensed a bit of anger. I call it anger at injustice. But it's also, wake up, church, this is what we're meant to do. Why? Because when volunteers start giving their time, voluntary rather than being paid, if the government hasn't got any money, we can't spend our whole time saying, well, the government needs, get off our buttons. Get off our buttons. We live under a different king where you volunteer because you love the people. It's all about voluntary. It's great. We volunteer. We're meant to volunteer. When people say they don't get, when the guys in prison just say to me, you don't get paid for coming in? No. Then they start listening. Everyone else wants to get paid. Global Parliament of Mayors. That wouldn't have happened in the city unless God said, hey, there's my man, Marvin. My man can bring the people together. And aren't you proud he's part of this church? I'm so proud of that. So here are some scriptures for you. Because I've already gone 4 minutes over. Okay. When you're thinking about one church one day, if you want to do it here, there are five principles you need to think of. I believe. One, Acts 17:6. The kingdom of God is all about influence. Acts 17, verse 6. Two, the kingdom of God is all about knowing you have the keys. Matthew 16, verse 19. You and I, we have the keys to open the kingdom up in this city. Three, the kingdom of God is all about words. See, man does not live on bread alone, but he lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father. Our words have power.
Matthew 4 verse 4, which is why Marvin has been speaking. He's very prophetic, Marvin. He's a prophetic man. He comes out with these phrases. They're prophetic. And he said, our words should be flowing through the veins of the city. Our words. Our words of hope. And you see, Bristol's been declared a city of hope. It was a city of refuge. It's now been called a city of hope because the kingdom is coming. Fourthly, unity. Principles of kingdom unity. You will have to decide here whether John 17:21, whether you want to join in with one church one day, you want to join in with other churches, or whether you want to do it here. Choice is yours. And fourthly, and I finish on this, sacrifice. The kingdom of God is about sacrifice. One church, one day, there will be a slot that no one wants to do. It's 3 a.m. till 4. It's 2 a.m. till 3. It's 1 a.m. till 2 because you will leave, you will lose an hour of sleep in, well, you will have to get up. In one month, one night will be uncomfortable. Moses lifted his hands in prayer over the Amalekites, and when his hands dropped, the enemy started winning. We are called to raise our worship and our prayer and to sacrifice. So if you're saying, I really want to be part of this 24/7, one church, one day, but I don't want to get up in the middle of the night, you're not ready. Sacrifice. It takes sacrifice to see the kingdom. There we are. Let's finish there. Amen.
Thank you, Silas. That's great. So if you would like to be involved with One Church One Day, it'd be really helpful if you could sign up on here. I think what we'll do is we'll form a small team from amongst those who are keen. Stan and Vicky are going to be part of that team. And do you have a question, Carla? Oh, okay. There's some good hunger in the corner over there. Yes, and we'll work out as a group how we're going to do this with hope. Do we do it just as ourselves, or do we join up with some other churches as well and do it together? So it'd be really helpful if you could put your name down. If you've got any special powers or special sort of interest, like I'm gifted in administration, or I love mobilizing people and bringing it together, those are two particular roles that we're looking for, a mobilizer and an administrator, or any other kind of comment on how you'd like to be involved, do put that on there as well. And it'd be great if we can start in January. Wonderful. I'm looking forward to, I think I might just do like 2 slots, I'm kind of imagining. Maybe one as a family. We come, Alice and I might come with our kids. I'll bring my guitar and we'll have family. The children like writing prayers on the walls in the prayer center. And then maybe come at another time for more of an adult time of prayer. And we'll see how it all develops, but it'll be fun.